And now it's time for Moments in Faith with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
Good morning. It's hard to believe, but it was on this day, 20 years ago now, February 25th, 2006, that our oldest son, David, was married to Sarah in Johnson City, Tennessee. And it seems like it was just yesterday. So happy anniversary, David and Sarah. Marriage is sacred and instituted by God. In Genesis chapter 1, we read how everything that God created was good. The first time that God said it was not good was when he looked at man. In Genesis 2 verse 18, God said, "It is not good for man to be alone." And so God created woman to complete man, says Berkeley's translation of Genesis 2 verse 18. A man is not complete without a woman, without his wife. Now God has called some to celibacy, but his divine plan for most of us is that we be married. One man and one woman for life. The Bible says, Genesis 2, verse 24, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." The first miracle that Jesus ever performed was at a wedding. Jesus and his disciples had been invited to a wedding in Cana in Galilee. And it was there that Jesus performed his first miracle of changing water into wine. And the Bible often uses marriage to refer to the Lord and his church. Jesus the bridegroom and the church his bride. Isaiah the prophet writes, Isaiah 62 verse 5, "As a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you." In Matthew's gospel, Jesus tells of the parable of the 10 virgins who had gone out to meet the bridegroom. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. The foolish ones had not brought any oil with them in their lamps. The bridegroom delayed his coming, but at midnight the cry went out, "Here comes the bridegroom." And those who were prepared went in with him to the wedding banquet. Revelation 19 verse 7, "For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and the bride has made herself ready." Revelation 21 verse 2, "And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully, dressed for her husband." And then verse 9, "Come, and I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." One of the great hymns of the Christian church, the church's one foundation, puts it this way. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. May you celebrate your marriage to Jesus now and forever. In his name, amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma. Pastor Nutter and all the families of faith invite you to worship with them Sundays. Worship services are at 8 and 10:30 a.m. with Sunday school and adult Bible study at 9:15. Faith Lutheran Church is located at the corner of Wilson Avenue and Bragg Circle in Tullahoma.